USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
We're obviously at a very sensitive time.
White House spokeswoman Jen Psaki saying President Biden's previously scheduled Chicago trip on Wednesday has now been canceled or at least postponed. The president instead will stay back in Washington to lead talks over his legislative agenda, which has reached a critical point.
In these discussions, a pivotal time.
Democrats have been negotiating the massive reconciliation bill. At the same time, they're hoping to pass a bipartisan infrastructure package before this week is over. A Democratic senator adamantly opposed to Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell getting another term. Democrat Elizabeth Warren of Massachusetts blasting Powell on Tuesday, saying she has grave concern over his record. Powell's term as Fed chief expires early next year. And this is USA Radio News.
The best companion a pillow has ever had. You've heard me talking about Mike Lindell's Giza Dreams bed sheets now for a couple of years. They're the perfect companion to the MyPillow, made with the world's best cotton called Giza, grown only in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River. Its long staple cotton makes it ultra soft and breathable, and just like the MyPillow, there's a 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty. Try it for yourself. Mike Lindell and I promise you'll sleep better or you get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA. Giza Dream Sheets as low as $49.99, but only if you use my promo code USA. Or call 1-800-951-8175 and ask for the Giza Dream Sheets Special. And the promo code USA gets you up to 66% off the entire line of MyPillow products. Sleep better with the Giza Dreams bed sheets and save at MyPillow.com. Promo code USA.
Murdered traveler Gabrielle Petito's family asking her fiancé, who's still apparently on the run, Brian Laundrie, to surrender, and a noted bounty hunter reality TV star is echoing those calls. Dwayne Chapman telling Fox News he has personally been flooded with over 1,000 tips involving the homicide of Gabby Petito. He has a special tip line for the case. He told Fox News that he was able to track Laundrie's movements until about September 8th, but he found it quizzical that that's when he joined his parents at a DeSoto campsite in Florida.
One of my kids came home and said, "Dad, I just murdered my girlfriend," for me to say, "Well, let's go fishing and camp."
A lawyer for the Petito family does say the Laundrie family has been of no help since Gabby disappeared.
The Laundries did not help us find Gabby. They sure is not going to help us find Brian.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A man was put to death in Texas overnight for a double murder 3 decades ago. Rick Rhodes, executed in Huntsville by lethal injection. He was convicted of killing two brothers in 1991, and he's the third inmate to be executed in Texas this year. Vaccinated people may see mild to even moderate side effects from the COVID-19 booster shot, according to the CDC. It says a study finds the vaccinated can expect the same side effects with the booster that they may have received after getting the second COVID vaccine. Symptoms most commonly reported include arm pain, fatigue, and headaches. Consumer confidence hitting a 7-month low as the consumer confidence index has fallen nearly 6 points in September, as analysts were expecting a slight rise over the August reading of 115.2. Now, if you don't know exactly how the scale works, that wasn't bad, but it's about which direction it's trending in. This latest edition of the survey notes consumers are appearing likely to cut back on spending for big ticket items in the next few months. And some legendary movie and TV props hitting the auction blocks as Prop Store is hosting one big massive auction that could bring in about $8 million. Freddy Krueger's razor glove from the 1987 film A Nightmare on Elm Street 3, Dream Warriors, just one example of what's up for auction. And from the New England Bureau of USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.